Right, well, good morning. Now, I was on my travels yesterday, and as is often the case, something happened that just caught my eye. So I thought I'd tell you a little bit about this. Now, on the journey home, I have to say, all the trains ran perfectly to time, so nothing on that. However, I was sort of sitting just a little back, and you know how in some carriages there's some tables, aren't there? And there were these lads, and they sort of colonized these tables and sort of kind of elbowed at everybody else there. There were other passengers there, and they're sort of having to sort of make room for these. And there were students there. No harm in that, that's a fact. But they were holding forth there and quite full of themselves and full of what they were going to be doing that weekend, which didn't, to me, sound very brilliant. But anyway, there they were, traveling along. And, of course, there was a ticket check. Now, these young people had a special card they showed as well as their ticket. What would that special card have been, do you think? What kinds of things? Some of us used to have them. Some of us have different rail cards now. But what do these get you if you have a rail card? What do they do, Timothy?
Discount.
A discount. You get a discount, don't you? Third off your fare, half off your fare, whatever it is, beeline tickets, all these wonderful things. So, there they were, and well, the fact is, they were in their early 20s, I guessed at that, and it makes me feel the older when I look at them. But there they were, and then comes the ticket man, he's going to have a look at their tickets and that, the train conductor. And I could see across there, they've got their tickets out, and there they were, and their rail cards. I just noticed this one particular fella. He sort of had his rail card at a strange angle. And what do you think crossed my mind? What do you think crossed my mind? Charlotte?
Is it what it might have been a not real rail card?
Might have been not real rail card. And in particular, what might have happened on it, Molly?
It wasn't supposed to be on that train.
It was okay for the train. It's a rail card.
It had expired.
It had expired. That's what I wondered. But then there was the train conductor, and so you kind of thought, oh, he's looking at the rail card there. Strange angle it struck me as being. But anyway, okay, must have been in date. He made no comment on. He went, checking all the tickets. Then I guess he had to get them serving tea and coffee and all the other things that he had to attend to. So he was a busy man. There we are. Anyway, at Leicester, all of a sudden, in come two specialist ticket inspectors. And they said, we want to see all tickets. So it didn't matter that you'd already shown your ticket coming up from London. We want to see all tickets. Okay, fetch my ticket out again, sort of obediently wait there. And along they came, and they take the ticket, and they look at it, you know, hold it up to the light. This is a real thorough job. They're not going to miss anything. So anyway, that was fine. And they got to the table where these lads were. And what do you think happened? Stanley.
It turned out to be expired.
It turned out to be expired. And of course, the fact being that, you know, they take, can I see your rail card as well? I heard him say this, you know. He said, I'm sorry, your rail card is out of date. Oh, said the chap. Right. Well, he said, and then he explained penalty fares, he explained about these. But he said he could do a special deal for them, which worked out at £97. So these lads, and then, well, he paid up, he had to, didn't he, there? So there you are. And then he went to one of the lads on the other table, he didn't even have a proper rail card. Oh, well, so he explained all the rigmarole to him, and he was trying to fight his case there. Well, the guard had already checked my ticket. Well, he said, he's got a lot on his mind, the guard, he's very kind to him there, he's got a lot on his mind, train safety and everything, but we're just looking at the tickets, we are. And you haven't got a rail card here, so let's talk business. We can do you a deal for £97. Well, after the inspectors had gone, they had to pay up, didn't they? Oh, they said, this is the worst day of my life, they said, having to pay up this money like that. Interesting. There they were, thinking they were getting away with it. And they kind of looked back and thought, yeah, you're tilting that card there not to have to show the date. I can see what you're about there. And it all got found out in the end. Be sure your sins will find you out. You might get so far. They got to Leicester, you see, and well, you might even get as far as around East Midlands Airport by the time they finally caught up with these rail cards. But be sure they will find you out. Don't try and conceal from God anything. You keep open accounts with him. You be ever mindful. Well, I might get away with it here. The pastor might not see any of this. I might be able to fool him a bit there. But not God. Not God. And you don't want to be found out at the end there, do you? You want to be traveling because you're allowed. You're on the way to glory. You're right there with him. You've got Christ Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. And you're able to be open and up front there. So it was an interesting story that caught my eye there, especially as I'd seen this chap sort of tilting his rail card there. Turned out, it's out of date. So they got found out on that. Let none of us be in that situation where we get found out. Let's be open with the Lord. Let's do good business with him so that any inspection that comes, we've got a clear conscience, we're able to stand before him. So may the Lord bless each of us and encourage us forwards, and may we be able to answer to him on that day when surely each of us will, and we are in that right and that good standing with him. Let's sing our next hymn. 113, to God be the glory, 113.